Chapter 4. Then he made a bronze altar, 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. He also made the molten sea. It was perfectly round, 10 cubits in diameter, 5 in depth, and 30 in circumference. Below the rim, a ring of figures of oxen encircled the sea, 10 to the cubit all the way around. There were 2 rows of these, cast in the same mold with the sea. It rested on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 west, 3 south, and 3 east, with their haunches all toward the center. The sea rested on their backs. It was a handbreadth thick, and its brim was made like that of a cup, being lily-shaped. It had a capacity of 3,000 measures. Then he made 10 basins for washing, placing 5 of them to the right and 5 to the left. Here were cleansed the victims for the holocausts, but the sea was for the priests to wash in. He made the lampstands of gold, 10 of them as was prescribed, and placed them in the nave, 5 to the right and 5 to the left. He made 10 tables, and had them set in the nave, 5 to the right and 5 to the left. And he made 100 golden bowls. He made the court of the priests, and the great courtyard, and the gates of the courtyard. The gates he overlaid with bronze. The sea was placed off to the southeast from the right side of the temple. Huram also made the pots, the shovels, and the bowls. Huram thus completed the work he had to do for King Solomon in the house of God. 2 columns. 2 nodes for the capitals topping these 2 columns, and 2 networks covering the nodes of the capitals topping the columns. Also, 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, with 2 rows of pomegranates to each network, to cover the 2 nodes of the capitals topping the columns. He made the stands and the basins on the stands, 1 sea and the 12 oxen under it, likewise the pots, the shovels, and the forks. Huram Abai made all these articles for King Solomon from polished bronze for the house of the Lord. The king had them cast in the Jordan region, in the clayey ground between Succoth and Zeredah. Solomon made all these vessels, so many in number, that the weight of the bronze was not ascertained. Solomon had all these articles made for the house of God, the golden altar, the tables on which the showbread lay, the lampstands and their lamps of pure gold, which were to burn according to prescription before the sanctuary, flowers, lamps, and gold tongs. This was the purest gold, snuffers, bowls, cups, and firepans of pure gold. As for the entry to the house, its inner doors to the Holy of Holies, as well as the doors to the nave, were of gold.